This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Oh, yeah, that time of the week again. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh with your Doc's away, unfortunately. He's off doing very important things. Not really. I think he's just got to pick up his kids or something like that. But we've got an amazing guest, guest co-host for today, a good friend of mine, a very tall, strong fighter, MMA man.
Keep going.
Slash actory, singery, everythingery, all-round good vegan cookbookery makery guy, Alex Montagnani.
Yeah.
Mate, absolute pleasure.
It's amazing. It's amazing being here.
Thanks so much for filling in. So it's okay. Really appreciate it. How are you? How you been?
I'm so good, especially after that back rub you gave me before you came in. I just feel so relaxed. I'm just ready, you know.
I do that for all of our guest co-hosts, of course. I don't want people coming in and feeling like, and I don't feel
special anymore.
I will from now on. From now on, I will do it to everyone because I can see how much it worked for you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, man. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, of course. No, man, it's really. I mean, obviously, we are good mates as well, but it's a real pleasure to have you filling in today. Look at the smile on my face. Such a big smile.
Just us girls.
Just us girls forever. How you been, man? So, look, just quickly, let's talk about the MMA stuff because you did have a big fight last year and then you got quite a serious injury from that.
I did, yeah.
And then you were told. You were told pretty much you'd never fight again. So just a recap for people about what happened.
Oh, man.
Then.
So I had this kind of big fight, and I ruptured my hamstring within like 45 seconds of the fight. It was a very tough time, especially being so mobile and then having to be in bed for like 2 months. And then, having reconstructive surgery, they said, you know, if you start kicking, etc. again, then, it could rupture. It's a very high chance, again, of it happening. But I put my middle fingers up to that. And now I'm just full steam ahead, back in training, man, getting ready to kick some ass again in November.
So for people that don't, I mean, most people didn't know, but just in case, MMA is mixed martial arts.
Yeah,
so what does that mean? It just means literally a combination of everything and anything?
Yeah, basically, man, whatever you can think of, from kung fu to kickboxing to, I don't know, whatever thing you want to make up in the garage, man, you can bring that into the cage and... use it to kick someone's damn ass.
I'm a big fan of like the doggy paddle slaps.
Oh, hell,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like a dog swimming.
Yeah,
do that with you, and you turn your head a bit,
and
close your eyes, and you kind of slap. That's my attack.
That works. Yeah,
my attack style.
It can work. Yeah.
Man, it's pretty crazy, dude. Because I mean, I imagine because you would train for. I mean, for anything when you're like a professional athlete, you train for such a long time. Especially when you're for a fighter, like you train for months and months and months. I'm assuming, like, how many fights could you possibly do in a year, realistically? Two or three or something? Or four?
Yeah, usually people aim for about three, maybe four, but some people can push it to 5 or 6. Depends on how a trainer's going, if you're injury-free and all shit like that, man.
So you're a bit of a pussy fighter.
Yeah.
Just kidding, don't hurt me. Don't fucking hurt me, all right? No, it's amazing, man. It is, we're very, very proud of, it's such an annoying thing that you go 40, not even a minute into a fight, you've been training for months and months
exactly,
for, and a fight you probably would of one.
Yeah, of course, come on.
To then,
everybody knows it.
Everyone knows that. To and then you're out, and then but now you're making a comeback, and when have you got any fights in the pipeline? Or
Hopefully November. I can't say much right now because it just depends on how everything goes and I feel. But yeah, hopefully November. But again, it's given me time to focus on other things, man. So that's what's up. It's been a good time in my life.
We do have something of yours that we're going to play pretty soon that you have been working on.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got a new friend. Don't get jealous. No. I've got Alex Reed. He's an MMA fighter,
man,
as well.
I thought I was the only MMA fighter.
You're my second.
Fuck you, Hugh.
But do you... Is it a normal thing for MMA fighters to do cross-dressing... drag shows. Is that a normal thing, or is Alex a bit unique?
I think it's very unique. That's what I think.
Oh, really?
I think it's unique. Yeah.
I just assume because he's like, big dog on campus, isn't he?
No, maybe the only thing that other MMA fighters might do is paint their nails, but I think everybody deserves to treat themselves sometimes, manicure, pedicure. You know what I'm saying? But that's it.
Amazing! So good. All right, we're going to have a cracker show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Alex is going to be joining us, as I said, for the whole day. We've got a really, really, really great comedian, Spencer Jones.
Yeah.
He is going to be joining us in the studio in less than half an hour, so that's going to be really good too. But up next, Alex, you've been, I did say before, apart from being an MMA fighter, you also do some actory.
Oh, yes.
Stuffery. You've got a bit of a new character. He's a bit of a roadman.
Oh, I do.
A roadman, apparently.
He's the number one geezer and the only reezer you will ever meet.
Okay, and we're going to meet him up next.
Yeah, you're going to meet him up next.
Can't wait. All right. That's on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. MMA fighter, actor, all-round nice guy, Alex Montagnani, filling in for Doc Brown. Get My Bang, the name of that one. On FUBAR, it's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh with you and Alex Montagnani, MMA fighter, actor, all-round nice guy, woo-hoo, filling in for Doc Brown today. So we have just been chatting about your MMA stuff, which is what was put on hold for a little bit due to injury, but it's back.
Exactly, yeah.
When do you have another fight booked in?
It's in the pipeline. Let's just say hopefully November.
Amazing.
It's in the process.
Brilliant. But you have been keeping very, very active.
Of course,
while you've been sort of, just rehabilitating and stuff. And you've got a vegan cookbook just about to...
Yeah, just about to pop onto your shelves and all of them e-books and all that shit soon. Real
nice.
Soon, man,
That's brilliant, man. Yeah. That's really cool. And another thing, obviously, is you do, you know, you've got a, you got a, there's an indie feature film coming out soon that you're in.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, that's it. Devil You Know, that's still, it's post-production. It's almost done. Can't wait to see it. Yep. I can smell it.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers in like a kind of war-torn gangster family. And yeah. But it's more about, you know, the brotherly love of when your brother tries to kill you. But I won't go into that too much, you know? Yeah.
Brotherly love of when he tries to kill you. I love you to death, literally.
Literally. Knife in your heart.
Shit.
Yeah, fuck.
My God. That is terrifying.
Tough love, I guess.
Damn. Actually, you know, I grew up with my older sister beating me up. It was really emasculating. Do you know, and I started doing, I don't know if I've told you this story before, but I started doing judo when I was like 10 because I was like, I need to learn how to fuck her up. Like, I'm just so sick of my sister beating me up all the time. It's terrible. And it's becoming like quite a well-known joke around my school and shit like that. It's fucking terrible, right? So I started going to judo. All the rolls and all that shit, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, man, two classes in. I'm like, this is dope. Like, I'm going to go home.
And just fuck someone.
Yes. I'm going to be able to finally dust her, you know what I mean? She's been bashing me for years. And then on the third class, she turned up.
Oh, shit.
In her little judo suit. And she started doing judo too. She's like, anything that you learn, I'm going to learn. And so, yeah.
So she can fuck you up even more.
Even more. Yeah. But tell me about, because you have, apart from Devil You Know coming out pretty soon, there is another character we're working on called Trench.
Yeah, Trench. That's it. We've got the Trench Chronicles coming coming your way real soon. It's about the number one geezer and the only Ariza on the streets.
Yeah.
For you lot who don't know what Ariza is, it's a cross between a roadman and a geezer.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it, so it's like Kimye.
Yeah, exactly. But you know,
Brangelina.
That's exactly that. Yeah, man, he's a number one Chelsea fan as well. You know, you're gonna follow him around doing movement classes, taking dance lessons, taking a car for a spin. You know, just following his life. It's good, man. It's a bit emotional, but it's good. You know.
So you've been filming like it's gonna be like a web series.
That's it. Yeah, it's gonna be a web series, man.
So what has Trench been up to? What's Trench been doing?
Man, he's been playing FIFA. He's been teaching some youngsters how to do movement, like Conor McGregor. You know, it's very important.
Yeah,
you know, and teaching everyone about nutrition, how Guinness has more minerals and vitamins than a lot of fruit and vegetable, which
it does.
Everybody should know that.
Man, I was born in Wales.
Exactly.
It is a meal. Like,
yeah.
People go, oh, it's hearty like a meal. No, it fucking is a meal.
Yeah, exactly, man. Four Guinness a day helps you work, live and play. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what my dad used to drink, about 30 cans a day, and he's helped this man on.
Exactly.
moving on. All right, so we've got a little bit now that we're going to play.
This is a raw audio, right?
So what's going on with this one? What's going on
here? So this is when Trench is about to play a bit of FIFA 2016, you know, bit of advertising for you lot out there. And yeah, man, some real audio for you.
Can't wait.
Hit them up.
All right, here we go.
Hit them up. You all right? So today, you know, I'm chilling. I'm gonna go out. It's a shitty, pissy weather out there. So I'm gonna play one of my favourite games, FIFA 2016, and of course, I'm Chelsea. Just gonna choose my kit. You know, I do like the Attorney black kit. Gives a bit of, you know, shamaj, you know, that je ne sais quoi, you know, to the game, to my characters, to my team.
So you think it changes how you play?
Of course it does. What kind of question is that?
How does it change how you play?
Because if I look good, I feel good, and I play good.
It's true, man.
You know?
That was like my theory. Well, I grew up as a skateboarder, and it was the same thing, man. You need to have a nice pair of shoes on.
Of course,
so you feel the right jeans on. I can't be doing kickflips downstairs. Come on, I'm wearing some weird shit.
Exactly, man. You got to look the part, baby.
Yeah, Trench sounds amazing.
Man, he's a G. Real G in the streets.
I love a real G in the streets playing FIFA.
Exactly.
Nice. What's he going to get up to next?
Right, man. So you're going to catch him before and after swimming. We couldn't actually obviously film in a swim pool because we'd probably get a lawsuit against
us. Yeah, kids and shit. People are weird.
Yeah,
about that.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we're going to catch him doing some movement with his little fluid. What is he? Like my little trainee. Yeah. His name's Sherman. So, you know, we're going to catch Trent and Sherman on their little adventure. So, yeah, it's going to be cool, man. A lot of shit coming up for him.
When's that going to be out? When can people cop that?
The little teaser of it's going to be out later on today. And then the next few episodes will probably be out next week. And every episode each week, man.
Amazing.
It's going to happen, baby.
Brilliant. Something else we can't wait for as well is we have the main man. This is going to be a whole lot of fun. He's such a legend. Spencer Jones, amazing actor, comedian. He's going to be joining us in about less than 15 minutes in the studio.
Exciting.
But up next, of course, around about now on the show, we do Know They Didn't, which normally is somebody has done something out there that's making us scratch our head. But we're going to do it a little bit different this week. We want your input to make us scratch our head. We'll let you know exactly what's going down, but it's to do with the London citizenship test. That's all I'm going to tell you. And we want you to make us scratch our heads. That's coming up next on FUBAR, so Tuesday Roundup.
Just dream us, just dream us, just see us, just see us.
Lady B and Hannah Wants, their Dreamers on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Alex Montagnani, MMA fighter and actor and good friend of mine. Filling in for Doc Brown today. You having fun? You having fun?
Yeah, so much fun. Always, man.
It's good, man. Well, we've been mates for pretty much very, very soon after I moved here, like 18 months ago. And you very much helped me adjust to London life.
Thanks.
Very much. Oh, thank you, sir.
It's good. You've been teaching me about the Australian lifestyle as well.
Oh, really? What did I teach?
It's a bit strange, but, you know. Yeah.
When in doubt, just, what do they say? The old bushman, old saying out in the bush. When life gets you down, just take a pill. Take some pills.
Take some pills.
And go to the beach.
That's exactly what you told me.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where the beach is. As long as you've got enough pills, it's only a walk away.
8 hours.
No, it has been good, man. I do love London. It's a very a unique, crazy city. I was having a good laugh on Twitter the other night with the whole London citizenship test.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people were posting shit on there, like making up their own little polls on Twitter. It's pretty amazing. So, I mean, it was stuff like, I give you an example, like one guy posted for London citizenship test, you need to cross a busy road. Do you A, wait 3 minutes at the lights?
I thought that.
B, use an underpass. Or C, cross like you're immortal.
Fucking immortal, man.
Right?
All day, baby.
I know why, mate. Ain't anybody waiting at no traffic lights. I love it. There's stuff like that. Another one I saw was bus inspector gets on the bus and you haven't got your Oyster card. Do you A, start crying?
No.
B, run off the bus.
Possible.
C, hide under the seat.
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah?
I think maybe second. I think I'll run off the bus.
Yeah.
While spearing them to the floor.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Is that legal?
100%.
Fuck you. Yeah,
you're MMA fighter. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can absolutely do whatever you want. Man, I think this is really, really funny. So we want to do this a little bit differently to how we normally do this segment anyway.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I know they didn't. Of course, normally somebody out there in the world has done something that we've just gone, what the hell? And then we talk about it and we throw a question out to you. But what we want to do this time, we want to do it a bit back to front. Yeah. We want you guys to tweet in at FUBAR Radio or email hd@FUBARradio. And we want you, just tell us some really, really fucked out stuff that you think, questions that should be included in the London citizenship test. So we want you, send us some funny stuff that we can go, what? I know you didn't.
Oh, no, they did.
I know you didn't.
Oh, no.
What do you reckon? What is some stuff you think is very, very London,
very
London-centric that should be questions that could be potentially included in the London citizenship test?
Maybe where they can buy cocaine.
Yeah. Do you know how to buy cocaine?
Do you know how to buy cocaine? That's very important if you're living in London. I mean, that should be at the top of the list.
Oh, man, I actually heard this out the front of a club not long ago. Yeah. A bouncer was kicking some people out of the club, and he's kicking them out for, obviously, he'd caught them. I was standing outside chatting to someone as I was walking past, right? Yeah. And the bouncer, he was out there, they're having a big fight with these people. And he'd obviously kicked them out for, like, you know, he obviously caught them, like, you know, snorting lines or something, whatever they do, and he caught them, you know, doing their toilet. And he was kicking them out, and the people like, what's the problem? It's London. The bouncer's like, it doesn't mean you can just fucking take drugs. And he went, but it's London. What do you mean, man? What's the problem?
Oh,
I was just like, oh, fucking
hell. I like that.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, that's crazy. You're right, though. It's stuff like that, you know, because I know we just tweeted that before, you know, is questions like London citizenship test. Do you know how to roll a zoot?
Oh, that's very important. Mm.
We did, not to air anyone out, producer Will did put up a photo of a blunt. And so I'm going to read this out. This is very, very funny. Someone tweeted, have you got that there? Have you got that tweet there?
Yeah, I got it there.
Who was it?
So it's 80.
80.
So that's a fucking bag of chips. Don't know about a zoo. And it's true.
It's true, though. The photo that got tweeted out was pretty amazing. It does actually look like a bag of chips.
It does.
Oh, 80. Gee, mate. That's funny. Yeah, it's 80 shower.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. It's true, though.
I love it.
Yeah. Too funny. I mean, we want to know from you. Tweet in, and we can do a little listener poll. What about if we come up with two now? We can make our own. We can make our own little Twitter poll.
I think so. I think we can.
Roll now and tweet it out. So you reckon one should be? Do you know where to score drugs?
I reckon. I reckon that's very important. Yeah.
But it's London.
It's London. But every street corner, baby.
Yeah.
And the second one.
The second one. All right. I reckon. Are you comfortable telling tourists to get the fuck out of the way?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not, it's not a very London thing.
No, it's not.
You need to be comfortable doing that.
And you have to say it with a real London tone as well,
you know? Can you get the fuck out of there?
No, but deeper, man.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I thought you do it all polite. When I first moved here, I was living in Swiss Cottage, you know? So I was around Hampstead Heath a lot and, you know, getting coffee in West Hampstead. And,
oh, lovely.
So I was a little bit more, get the fuck out the way?
No. That would be... Some deep bass Hugh. Get fuck out my way.
Oh, now see, I'm on the more polite, passive aggressive tip of English.
Don't worry, I'm going to help you along with that. Don't worry.
What do you reckon? We need one more. We need a couple more. What do you reckon? What else? What else is very, very London?
London kebabs. Do you eat kebabs?
Do you
after
eat
a night out? Could be possibly work. Yes. No.
Yes.
But then people might take it the wrong way and think of
what.
The ladies.
Oh, no, I'm vegetarian, so I mean, a falafel kebab. I don't eat falafel.
Falafel?
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right, I'm going to tweet this out now. What you should be included. All right, and we need, what do we need? We need one more. So what have we got so far? We've got, can you score drugs?
Can you score drugs? That's right.
London,
get out the fucking way.
Are you comfortable telling tourists to get out of the way? B, what was the second one? Do you eat kebabs after a big night?
Yeah, it's important.
And what's another one? Do you do you ride a bike more aggressively than people drive?
There we go. That's it.
Can you? All right, we'll tweet that out and we'll get that up. We'll see which one leads the poll.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We'll see which one leads the poll. I did do one the other night when I was having a laugh about this on the FUBAR Twitter, and I posted one out to the FUBAR listeners, the FUBAR followers on Twitter, and it was the question was. Your next door neighbours are making noise and it's 2 a.m. What do you do? Do you A, call the cops?
No.
Do you B, do you go over and politely ask them to shut up?
Yeah.
Do you C, put on headphones? Or D, do you go over there and sell them pills?
Oh.
I think it was like 80% said go over and sell them pills. God. All right, we'll get your feedback soon. We've got Spencer Jones, comedian, actor. He is going to join us up next, right after Broken Bells on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup.
Oh, That's the hardest part to take. That's the heart of all my pain. Lying in the cold, oh, the distant light. In a hue we can't describe, still we know.
Lovely stuff there. Broken Bells, Leave It Alone on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Alex Montagnani filling in for Doc Brown today. And we're very lucky.
So lucky.
We've been very excited about this. Incredibly talented comedian, actor, all-around nice guy, Spencer Jones.
Yeah. I know. Thank you for having me in.
Welcome. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah,
got my shirt on.
I got my shirt on.
You know when the weather turns, you go, oh, I can get that shirt out now. Yeah. Well, not I can get that shirt out now. You go to the bottom of the pile and you go, there, yeah. Oh, there's that shirt. That'll do. It's the cleanest thing I've got.
Oh, mate, 100%. Like I had a real a realization this morning. I was like, I've already converted to being very English now. Like I woke up and the sun was out and I was like, oh, run to the park. And I literally took a towel and I went in the singlet and I ran. I was just sitting there trying to get some sun for like, I was like, shit, my life. Was I like. It's probably 13, it's like 14 with a little bit of sun.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Beautiful.
So how you been, man? Welcome to have you been on FUBAR before?
I have a few.
I thought you had been a couple of times.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
Johnny and Anel's show.
Yep.
Advertising my show. And right. That was lovely. It's good, isn't it? It's a good setup.
I don't know who those guys are. Never heard of them. All I know is they left and they don't do radio anymore. Just kidding. I love those dudes.
Great boys. Yeah. They're really funny. It's been nice. Yeah, just hanging out today, away from the kids.
Oh.
Got a hall pass.
Oh.
Obviously, I've got to go back and cook tea as soon as we've finished with this. Yeah. But I'm all right.
Well, I mean, Alex has got kids. He's got.
How old are yours, Al?
I've just got one. Yeah. 4-year-old.
Nice. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Any tips? If you one tip, brief.
Yeah. Brief.
I bet. It's tough. Man.
Especially when they're your little clone, your mini me, you know? It's a real tough, man. So, how many have you got?
3-year-old boy, 1-year-old girl.
Oh.
And breathing, yeah.
Yeah, breathing.
That's good, though. Like, at least I've got someone to play with.
Fight with. Get jealous, yeah. As soon as one of them picks up something, the other one wants it.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, but they just think it's so cute. Like, Alex was telling me that last week when he had to go out and do some work later at night, and his little boy was like, oh, Dad, just stay home. We can watch movies, hang out together.
Yes,
we can hang out, eat some chips, and hang out and watch movies.
They're doing about some beauties. He said to me, he went, Daddy, I love you. I went, oh, thanks, mate. He said, but I want Harley and Finn.
Who
are his mates? So, yeah, fair enough, mate.
Bless.
It's good fun.
How's the whole work-life balance going? I mean, you're doing a lot of both. You're doing acting and comedy stuff. And
it's a lot. I'm doing a lot of work at the minute, and my girlfriend, baby mother, is putting in the shift of all time. She's kind of in a Groundhog Day thing at the minute. So literally every day she's looking after the kids all the time. It's a very old fashioned setup at the moment.
Yeah.
But it works good. Lots of live stuff, getting ready for the new show, Edinburgh show, writing on another show, on my own show like a TV show.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
And it's busy, yeah. It's, I'd like a day off, but I'm not going to moan about it because this is what I always wanted. It's happening, so I'm certainly not going to be the guy who's moaning. But it's nice, man. It's nice.
How long do you reckon it can go? Because, I mean, exactly like you said there, like you work so hard. You know, and Alex says he works in the creative, like not just a fighter, he does some creative, works in creative stuff as well.
Yeah.
But you work so hard to get. Like to work and then to work, and then when you get it, like, fuck, I need a day off.
Yeah.
But like, how long before you can like justify to yourself, no, I really deserve some time off now? 10 years?
About it.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are like. I always keep putting like little targets ahead. I go, okay, well, I do 3 Edinburghs in a row, and then it's okay.
Nice, yeah.
But then you're like, but it's only, it was 2 years ago. It was, let's just do 1 Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Now it's 3. Do 5. Do half of 10.
That's it, yeah.
Do half a decade of shows.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever stops. I've got a big 4-0 next week, and so
amazing.
I'm having 4 days off, and me and the missus are going to a hotel. We're down and doing
yeah, boy.
I didn't mean that. So we're dropping the kids off.
You got 2 kids, mate. We know you do it. Done it at least twice, my man.
I'm high fiving, but I feel really bad.
At least twice. Yeah.
So a few days off. I don't know. You've just got to kind of. If you're with a partner, you've just got to go, can I have some time off now? When do we need it? We've got to keep talking. You know, be a nice guy. But she's putting in a shift, so I'm going to say it on radio now because I know she's listening, and her family listening, so they've just heard that. She's a lovely lady.
We can turn this around.
Definitely turn it around. He's an amazing guy.
Wow. And you're amazing. Props. Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. So, what can you tell us about the BBC stuff that's happening? You're allowed to, because I know you just kind of you have been working on stuff, you have been doing stuff, and then you got maybe new stuff.
We've obviously got the show at the minute, the Upstart Crow.
Yeah,
episode 3 went out last night.
Yeah, awesome. Which has been smashing it, by the way.
It's doing really all right. Well. Yeah, it's good. Some of the funny tweets, some of the awful tweets about me are brilliant. Amazing. Like, it's really hard not to retweet them, but I know I'm opening up a can of worms.
Well, I mean, how do you feel? Like, are you genuinely at a point now where you can just be water off a duck's back? Or?
It's funny, man. It's funny. Like, people saying stuff about it is funny. Like, who's the hook-nosed Johnny Marr looking like? ripping off Ricky Gervais. It's like, I like it. I said to my friend the other day, I like looking at it because it keeps me grounded.
He said,
but you're not just looking at the bad ones. You're looking at the good ones as well.
Damn straight.
Oh yeah, I suppose I am.
Yeah.
But most performers say don't ever look at it. Don't know. Do you guys look at stuff? I always do.
Definitely.
I find most troll. I mean, what do you do? I mean, do you get as a MMA fighter? Do you really get trolled?
You don't really get trolled, but you know, you get kind of like, you know, you get people talking shit all the time. Yeah. Articles with people talking shit about you. So yeah, it's the same. But yeah, I think like you said, it keeps you grounded. It knows where you are in your game as well. When people are talking shit, you know you're doing good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They're talking.
Exactly. You know.
But you're an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
So I know an MMA.
Is it Alex?
It's not.
Now
you know too. That's brilliant. Isn't it? Jordan Wright. Jordan Wright.
I'm not sure.
I mean,
if I saw his face, I may know him.
Yeah. I was going to say something about his, you know, face. I know I'm not going. the tweets are good. It's gone down well. Things are going okay. And if people are chatting shit about you, then at least you're on the radar.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it.
They weren't chatting shit about me 2 years ago. They weren't chatting about me at all.
Let's go back to that time, Spence. Tell us about that. What happened then, Spence?
And then I looked on the internet and there was no comments about me at all.
Oh no.
Not even a bad one. Oh. So I set up a fake account and I started saying bad stuff about myself, but as somebody else.
Well, Spence, we've got a bit of a treat for you, mate.
Yeah,
we, this is a bit of a surprise, Alex and I, just to really make your day. When you get off air, go and check your Twitter. We've trolled the shit out of you. There you go, mate. Just for you.
Thanks,
and your Facebook and everything.
Everything.
We trolled
Rip
the shit out of you. How long is this season anyway? How long is it on for? You got three more.
Six in a row. Done.
Can people watch back? Sunday,
yeah, it's on the iPlayer, I believe. Yeah, you can watch it back.
Brilliant.
Are you
going to sit there and watch it back?
I've watched 3. Yeah. I've watched it when it goes out, like a proper old school sort of person.
Yeah.
First 2, I struggled to watch it as a punter, and then last night I watched it and I felt like a punter. Do you know when you watch something, you know, like if you watch a fight back, you go, okay, I'm just watching it, you're always looking at techniques, you're always watching it as a, but last night I watched it as a punter and I think it was my favourite one so far.
Amazing,
fingers crossed.
Alright, bro, I was going to go to Skeptic Tune real quick, and then when we come back we're going to find out all about your show this Friday. It's pretty exciting stuff. Got Spencer Jones in the studio with us on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. He's Skepta, It Ain't Safe featuring Young Lord.
Get it, squad, gang, gang. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot. Not even for the cops, it ain't sex. I sold, had them buzzing on the road. Crack residue in the buttons on my phone. Black leather boots when I run into your home. Ring, ring, pussy, it's your mommy on the phone. Niggas wanna kill me, tell them go and get your Uzi. Bari got the weapon in the pocket of the Subies. See me on the cat, you see me in the movies. Still you can end up dead when you disrespect the Goonies. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops.
The trap house was a shithole with my niggas smoking on some indo, looking for the police through the window. Said I'd be a minute, of course I was an hour. Never disturb a baker when he's mixing up the flour. Devour these criminals, stepping on my toes. I step into the party, I let everybody know. The heat will bang for a legend on the roads. So keep your hands off my brethrens and my clothes.
It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe.
You say you always got the toast, but when you see my niggas, you look like you see a ghost. These niggas follow fashion, don't look comfy in their clothes. See them on the roads, getting lovey-dovey with the hoes. I'll put you in your place, for real, you disrespect the clique. Bang, bang, dang, dang, on my little B shit. From Soho to the Heights, they're fucking with me heavy. They know me and my gang, with the realest on the telly.
It ain't safe for the plot, not even for the cops. It ain't safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the plot, not even for the cops. Say they safe.
You been ducking for me, Sade. 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 You been ducking for me, Sade.
You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Alex Montagnard are filling in for Doc Brown, who will be back soon. But we are joined, we're very, very lucky to be joined by a very, very successful comedian, actor, all-round nice guy, all dad, nice good guy. Shirt wearing, Spencer Jones. mate, so talking, we have just been chatting about you, right, your show on BBC and a couple of other things you got in the pipeline, but it is coming up to Fringe season. I know you've got a big show coming up at Udderbelly this Friday as well. Let's talk about that, mate, because even at Edinburgh as well, like you've just been racking up the awards.
It's been nice. It's been I'm in a fairy tale at the minute.
Good.
You know, you can't help but be a little bit pessimistic and go, I know it's going to finish soon.
No.
But in a nice way. You know, like in a nice way. Like, you can't be like, hey, I'm the leader. Because I'm not. Because I didn't win Edinburgh, but I did. It was a good, fun time and people were lovely about it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I liken Edinburgh to being, you know, like when a non-league football side get really far in the FA Cup.
Yeah,
and like, they're just like so pleased to be there. Yeah. And that was like what it was like every time I walked out.
Yeah.
But you know, those non-league football side, they're just hoofing it away from their own goal. Just tackling it. That's what I did for 25 shows in a row. Just keep hoofing it away.
Because last year it was the runner-up for New Act of the Year, but also a double Barry. We love for best show, best performer.
Awesome. Yeah.
Smashing it, man.
That
smashing
was lovely.
It.
And this one in London will be the last show of proper job.
Amazing.
In London on Friday. And then it will be a new show. I'm doing the old show again up in Edinburgh, but and
so
a new
good,
show.
Man.
Do two shows a day.
Oh, my
Edinburgh.
God, so dude. Well how done, you feeling?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm very nervous, but I want to try and make some money because I need to. My floor's knackered.
Yeah.
I've got sort of really bad drainage in my back garden, which is pumping all sorts of soil.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really, life's really bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll give you £1 back. Don't worry. It'll be all right, man.
For £1 a week. You could sponsor Spencer Jones and change it. This is great, man. So, you are Spencer Jones is the Herbert in proper job.
Yeah.
So that is what's going to be going down at 9 p.m. this Friday at Udderbelly.
Mm-hmm.
Udderbelly Festival down on the Thames.
Yeah.
Such an amazing venue there as well.
Yeah, if it's nice weather, there, it's a right old treat. Go down there, have a bowl around. And if you don't like the look of what I do, there's loads of other racks on doing other
don't
stuff.
You dare. Don't you dare.
Just get yourself down there and have a nice little walk about.
Don't you dare. Tell us about proper job for people that haven't come across it yet.
I play like a character, a weird clowny character called the Herbert, white tights, all my bits showing, budgie top, and I kind of do music and prop sort of stuff, visual stuff, little bit of a story, but it's all very, very silly.
Yeah.
And very sort of I think there's one swear word in it. It's very nice. It's nice.
Do you want to give away which one, or you want to keep it a secret? Ace up the sleeve.
Yeah.
I saw a bit of it earlier, and good hip thrust.
Thanks, man.
Good hip thrust. Then white tights. They don't leave nothing to their imagination.
No. That's the idea. The first bit when you walk on, you want them to be laughing already. And when you see my tackle, you're going to start laughing.
So really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, the men are going to be like, this guy isn't a threat. The women are going to be like, this guy isn't a threat either.
Because I even just looking at the actual promo photo for the shot, you've got is it like a little fox head or something?
Fox's head, yeah. That does come up in the show.
Is that like a little nod to David Cameron?
No, good shout. Maybe I missed the trick there, haven't I?
Yeah.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, because it was a pig, wasn't it?
It was a pig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next, you've sorted out next year's poster for me.
No, I think so.
Done deal.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there was. I mean, it would have been a lot of foxes going around eating and stuff like that as well. So I'm sure it all ties in. it's great, man. So how are you tying it all in together, like as far as, you know, because a bit of clowning, a bit of musical comedy, a bit of stand-up, a bit of this and...
I just try and, very simply, just try and make people laugh. Like, make them laugh, move on to the next thing. Make them laugh, move on to the next thing. And it's as simple as that. A lot of people going, oh, you know, this is interesting, how the concept and how you move around and blah, blah, blah. But it's very, very simple. Show them this. Do you like it? You don't like it? It's someone else. Show them this. You like it? Don't like it? Show someone else.
That's great, man. So it does seem like I don't know. Is it a little bit like of a schizophrenic show where it's just like everything in your mind that's kind of fun and that you like, you can just kind of throw out there and there's no holds barred?
Yeah, it's very, obviously it's very, what's the word? It's all very thought out now.
Yeah.
But at the start, when you first go and you do little 5s and 10s in front of people, you're literally sort of throwing stuff out there and seeing what happens. And every now and again, a little bit of the mistake that happens that gets a laugh. So then you've got to make sure the mistake happens
stays
every time. Do you know what I mean? Little things,
love it.
You know, like little things that get thrown up. And I don't know, man. I'm just working it as I go along. This show, the new show, will be a bit different to that. I'm going to talk a little bit more. At the minute, I kind of I kind of make just noises, but you kind of understand what he's on about and where he's going. And I don't know. You just like with anything, like any job. We're all making it up as we go along.
Amazing.
We're all doing it for the first time. You know, talking about David Cameron, he's never been Prime Minister before.
No.
He's like, all right, okay, what are we going to do today? Do you know what I mean? Everyone's making up as we go along, aren't we? Yeah.
That's it.
So someone said put your head in the sand, but he didn't. He put his dick in a pig.
Oh.
Got it back to front. Hey, to front. Is there any of all the things in proper job, because they're doing quite a few different things in that, is there any one particular thing that you enjoy doing the most? Or do you enjoy the musical comedy more? Or do you enjoy the clown bit more? Or
I made an album to sell after the gig.
Amazing.
Up in Edinburgh. 2 days, did it with my mate Andy Jones, and I enjoyed that more than anything. So genuinely, the new show will be lots more music, but I love making the music, really. Which Amazing. Is weird, being like a 40-year-old man, and I'm started buying stuff and making up a little studio at home.
Sick. I love it, yeah.
But I think Fatboy Slim did it quite late, didn't he?
I don't know.
But he was obviously a bass player, wasn't he, for House Martins
and
stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if he started DJing quite young. I can't remember now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I'm pretty... I like the music, and it's a good chance to do some real silly stuff. Yeah.
Great.
So the music for me, because we all want to be pop stars.
Yeah,
so.
No, we do.
I'm 100%. I'm never going to be a pop star.
Wearing them glittery shirts like and painting your nails, right?
That's the main thing on my agenda. If you just okay, so that is Spencer Jones, the Herbert in Proper Job. You can catch it this Friday, 9 p.m. at Arterbelly. Tickets are only £15. There's still a few left. We can still snatch
those
up.
There are a few left, probably one or two.
Great, my man. And did you want to do a little quick plug for the next show as well? Because you're going to be doing that up in Edinburgh.
Yeah, come and see me if you're up in Edinburgh. Come up and see. I've called it Eggy Bagel. No idea why, but
it just makes
me laugh. The idea of an Eggy Bagel.
Amazing. I love it. Spencer Jones, what a guy.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much.
Absolute treat. Yeah. Absolute treat. Coming up next, I did something yesterday, Alex. It was probably one of the most frightening things I've done in years and years and years. I actually cried the whole way through The whole way through it.
Would you like me to hold your hand when you say it?
I nearly died. Yes. Yeah. Fuck you. Oh, that would be brilliant. Yeah. Yes. Do want you to hold my hand. Here's some James Blake. Lovely song here. Choose Me on FUBAR. Don't weigh me now like you think you do. Oh, I'm not looking to we
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
I'm really worried about Donald Trump.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I think that he's going to accidentally end up being the president.
Here we go. Donald J. Trump. Hashtag make America great again. 8 million followers.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Could do the bloody retweet from him, couldn't we? What shall I tweet him?
We here at FUBAR Radio think you're a monster. What have you got to say for yourself? And then put brackets. DJ Joey Page once had a dump in your tower. Because I did. I went in there for a shit.
Oh. Wow, that's the way to stop it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, block up
Trump Towers.
Dump towers.
Lovely.
More like.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Faces. Nowadays we keep getting problems in the city. London is a circus, even when you're not in Piccadilly. We spent our lives broke, we've been saving for tonight though. So I check my balance like I'm training for the tightrope. Don't bother talking to hoes if you're a struggler. If you're not balling, they're going for the juggler. We know they're falling for the lines we say. And we're only balling cause it's a crying shame. But we get away with it because we're mildly famous. And to get to the pussy we keep the lying tame. We promise we're stars because we might blow up and hit the spot with the sharpness of a knife thrower. But they're aware that I've never been a keeper. It won't lead to a ring, I make a much better ringleader.
Nighttime wanderer, looking for a place to go. Run for cover, it's gonna be a long way.
Super dope. That's Kaleidoscope's Night Tales featuring our very own Michael Payne here at FUBAR, who I do a Friday show with the Friday Social 1 to 4. And it was his birthday on Sunday, so big shouts to Michael Payne. What a guy. You're on FUBAR, it's a Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Alex Montagnani with you. Alex filling in for Doc Brown. How you doing? So you're how tall are you? 6'9", 27, 12?
I'm 7'3", 125 kilos of pure muscle.
Oh, damn. So you don't get scared of too much?
No, I don't. No, I'm only joking. I'm 6'3", mate.
Oh, yeah?
6'3", yeah.
Everyone's 7'2" to me. I don't know what I am. I think I'm like 4'9",
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, maybe 4, no, a bit less, I think.
Hey!
About 4'6".
Shut up.
Okay.
Damn it!
Don't let a secret out.
When was the last time you were? I mean, you know, you are a trained fighter. When was the last time that you were genuinely scared about something, like shitting yourself?
Like shitting myself. Probably when I saw a vicious dog running with their gnashers first after me.
Yeah.
And I had the decision, either get bitten or climb a wall like a little girl. And I climbed that wall as quick as I could. And tucked my feet in and...
I just picture a actual little girl coming up to go, come on, what are you doing? Taking the dog away. Then you have this thing. Oh, man. Dogs scare the shit out of you, though. I had that when I was a little kid. Like, my next door neighbor had this massive Dalmatian.
Yeah.
No, German Shepherd. Dalmatian. Fucking hell. I was scared of this chihuahua. This fucking huge chihuahua. This huge German Shepherd. Literally, like, every time I would go out of my house, because I'd have to walk to school and shit when I was a kid. Every time I'd leave my house, this dog would just be out there waiting.
Yeah.
Now, what did Billy Connolly say? Like, you know, they can smell fear. He's like, I'm not surprised, I just shit myself. It was like that. This dog is new.
Every day.
He fucking knew every time I was coming out, that dog would be
there. So did you go to school with shitty panties every day?
Every day.
Oh, fuck.
I basically lived going through the lost and found box looking for spare pants. Every day.
Every day.
I did have a moment yesterday where I was genuinely, like, just about crying my way through something. I was so fucked. It was terrible, right?
Okay.
So basically, it was quite an epic adventure.
Yeah.
Really, it really, really was a little epic adventure. So I had a really important meeting yesterday, right? Which I looked on my maps, and it was like an hour, 50 minutes on transport from my house, or a 30-minute bike ride.
Oh, there we go.
Because I, you know, obsessively love riding my bike everywhere now. I was like, amazing, cool. I'll give it like 45 minutes so I can ride there comfortably.
Easy.
And then chill.
Yeah.
Go into my meeting feeling all fresh and relaxed.
Yeah. With sweat running on your back.
Right. Exactly. It's important going into a meeting sweaty, right?
Exactly.
All right. It's important. So anyway, so I start riding there. I get about a quarter of the way there or something. And then, I mean, I'm still learning my way around, especially. I mean, the good thing about having a bike is you learn your way around the city more. But I'm still... I'm still learning my way around everywhere. So the area where it was, I didn't even know really where I was, but it was somewhere I had no idea where I was at all, right? So the Google Maps, because I'd got it in my headphones, telling me all the directions, it tries to take me into a tunnel. And I'm like, oh, no, that can't be good. So I'm like, nah, fuck that, man. I'm not going to a tunnel. Like, there was even a little sign that said no bikes and shit like that. And I was like, nah, I ain't going in. And all I could see, like, looking down this tunnel was, like, it just went down and down and down and down and down.
Into hell.
And I'm like, this is not, like, a little, like, underpass thing. This is a proper tunnel.
This is serious.
This is going under the water, wherever the fuck I am. I don't know.
Exactly.
Right? But I was like, no way. So I turned around, went back up. Back up into the main little road bit and went on all the maps, checked every humanly possible way of how can I get around this tunnel, and every road led back to going through the tunnel.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, nah, I'm fucking not going to do it. But it basically came down to the crunch of, like, go through tunnel or miss meeting. Go through tunnel or miss this really, really important meeting. Shit. I mean, I can't even say too much what it was to do, but it was something that is, you know, could potentially be life-changing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like a meeting I was really lucky to get. And I was like, what do I do? Now, I am a little bit claustrophobic. I'm not so bad that, like, you know, I can go on the tube. But even sometimes on the tube, I get, like, if I'm like, hanging from the night before or something, it can freak me out. Like, if the tube stops in the middle and it's like that and it's packed, I will start feeling very uncomfortable.
You need a comfort blanket. That's what
right?
You need.
No, I do. Like, I actually used to suffer from panic attacks years and years ago, right? Horrible shit. Like, if anyone's has it before, like, it's fucking genuinely
we
horrible
need the
shit.
Sad music right now.
Yeah, man. No, straight up and down. No, seriously. So it's like, for me, the idea of riding a bike, even driving under a tunnel, does make me feel a bit anxious. Not even kidding you, right?
Yeah,
even
yeah,
driving
yeah.
under a tunnel. Like, that's just, I get claustrophobic. It's a full-on thing. It's fucking horrible.
The guys at home could see how wide Hugh's eyes are.
Yeah,
right now.
Man.
They would know he's not joking.
So it literally came down to the crunch of, like, ride through this tunnel where I'm not supposed to ride anyway, going through fucking my deepest, darkest fear, or miss this meeting. Because if I went any other way, I was going to be half an hour, 40 minutes late.
You can't do that.
And I was going to miss it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just got to do it.
Got to do it.
I've just got to go. I've got to ride through this thing, man. I am like even thinking about it now is like this is bringing this absolute terror, this fucking terror that I was facing as I was riding under this tunnel, where it was like lorries and this car, and it was so dark, and I was like. pedaling. It must have been about 2 miles, man. About 2 miles.
Oh, fuck.
But I'm riding under this thing, and I get halfway through it, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I fucking can't do it. What do I do? Do I just turn around? I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just... And I started going... And it was, like, super fumey. And I'm like, I can't breathe. It's so fumey. I don't know how I'm fucking underground. This is, like, my worst fucking nightmare. I'm freaking out. And I was just like... Just got to keep going.
You got to keep going, baby.
But I'm basically like, can you picture me under a tunnel on my girl's bike, basically crying, pedaling for my life, just praying that sometime soon I'm going to see some light. And then I'm riding through this thing for probably 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally 10 or 15 minutes or something. I'm riding under this tunnel, just like fucking terrified. But I did it, bro.
Yeah.
I did it.
Woo!
But I was like... shitting myself. Damn, the entire man. Way.
It sounds fucking terrifying. Sounds terrifying, right? I bet some little kids in the back of the car is driving past pointing at you. Mummy is crying.
100%, man. There's people tooting me. Oh, like, I was shit. Not supposed to be under there.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was either, literally that was my choice. Miss the meeting or go under the tunnel.
No, you had to do it.
Fuck,
do it.
Man.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
You proud of me?
I'm fucking so proud of you. So you can be in my crew now.
Yeah. Well, man, what's some shit where you've had, you know, you've had to maybe been really, really shit scared of something and then you've just had to do it anyway?
Magic mushrooms.
Fucking perfect. What a fucking perfect example.
Peer pressure is a bitch, man, you know.
What happened?
Just tripping the fuck out. That's it. You know, it's either look like a pussy or eat these mushrooms, and you know, you gotta make that choice, baby. You gotta make that choice.
Were you terrified?
So terrified. You know, as a kid, you know, and when your dad has a so-called experience all them things, and he makes it out like, you know, mushrooms and acid is a terrible thing, and you'll see demons and devils and shit. But then your friends are like, yeah, this is fucking cool, man. So imagine how your fucking head is split, and you had to make that choice, man. But of course,
how did it go?
Fucking crazy, bro.
So
fucking crazy.
Was it amazing?
Shit coming alive. Fucking walls moving. Thinking you're gonna die. Heart palpitations.
Oh god,
I can feel my heart.
Shit. I don't mean pumping. Like, I can actually feel it. Like my hands got in my chest.
Yeah.
Oh damn. No, that is perfect. Alright, man, we gotta throw this out. We wanna hear from you. When have you been shit scared of something but had to do it anyway? Tweet us at Fubar Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com and we'll get your stories up very, very soon on Fubar. Eating mushies. You fucking legend. It's a Tuesday roundup on Fubar. Hugh and Alex Montagnani. Woo-hoo! With you.
presents
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
Have you never had anyone call you a papaya? Little papaya before?
That's okay for a woman's fufu. Can we talk to your little papaya later? Not talk to it, I don't think you want to do that.
But it depends who said it.
Hello.
Hello, Natalie. Would you do one the pleasure of showing me your little papaya?
I think it's better than that.
I think it's good.
Just watch it. Observe.
You're scheduling the viewing of your little papaya.
I don't think there's much fun just to look at papayas, really, is
not massively.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Every Tuesday, Hugh and Doc Brown. Right now, Alex Montagnani filling in for Doc Brown. On FUBAR! Yeah.
The Tuesday Roundup!
So, it's one of the scariest moments, definitely in the last while of my life, for sure, if not maybe forever. Yesterday, I was had to go to a very important meeting, deciding to ride. The only option to get to this meeting on time was to go for a couple of miles underground on a fucking riding my bike through a tunnel, which I was not supposed to be doing anyway, and being slightly claustrophobic, and that was just like one of the biggest nightmares I had to do. It took me about 10, nearly 15 minutes to ride under this tunnel and back out, and I basically cried the whole way through it, pedaling my little legs on my little girl's bike called Rachel, and but I did it. So,
good girl, Rachel.
We have been chatting about when have you been shit scared of something, but I had to do it anyway. Alex was taking mushies, which is fucking
peer pressure, man.
But it's perfect. That's so true.
Yeah, so true.
It like it's fucking hit the mushy on the head right there, G. And we've been asking you to tweet in at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com when you've been shit scared of something, but you've just gone and done it anyway, or you've had to do it.
Yeah.
So we've had a few coming
in. We've had a few, yeah. So we got one from Kelly. I have a fear of large bodies of water. I had to go for a meeting at the end of a pier, and I was so terrified and held on to the rails for dear life.
Oh, you can imagine that.
Poor
like, you would, though. Like, seriously, like, having to be, like, you...
Exactly.
Who has a meeting at the end of a pier?
No, you know what I think? I think they knew. I think it was a joke, and they played you hard.
Maybe it was a date. It sounds like someone was like, all right, can we have a very, very important business meeting for the weekend at the Swiss Alps?
Yeah.
It's only got a chalet. We're having a meeting in the chalet.
I got one, a good one. This one's funny, man. So this is from Justin in the office. Hey, Hugh and Alex.
Hey, Justin in the office.
To impress a girl, had to confront my biggest fear.
Women.
Birds.
Oh, damn.
And she has a pet parrot.
Oh, well, fuck it, your own fault for dating a pirate, mate. Your own fault for going out with fucking pirates.
Oh, shit. And I went to her house, and there it was. Some green and blue monster. She had it sit on her shoulder and wanted me to hold and pet it.
Hold her peg leg?
Yeah, hold her peg leg. Hold her peg leg.
Then she took off her eye patch and I realised, rawr!
I gritted my teeth and it hopped on my arm. I couldn't stop shivering for a few hours after. I had to confess that I had a fear of birds, but that got him brownie points. Because he was so brave.
I wonder if we got the booty.
Oh, hey, yeah, pirate. Jay, let us know. Did you get the booty?
Did you get the booty? That's true, though. Like, that's a big one. When you're on a date or something like that and you don't want to, you know, it's a pretty, having a massive fear of birds is a pretty irrational fear.
Or, you know what, it's the worst fear? Being on a date and having a fear of paying the bill.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's looking at you and you're like, you know? I'm scared of being.
Just gonna go for a shit. I'm back never. You ate more. You ate more.
I only had bread.
I only had
bread. Oh, shit. That's good. There's one more.
Oh, yeah.
One more. So, what is this? This is Polly.
Hi, Polly.
I once had to go to the top of the Shard in London for a team meeting.
All right. I wonder if she was scared of it or not. She just wanted to tell us tell us something you're really, really scared of. I've got two dogs. Good chat. No, but I mean, if you're scared of heights, again, that's another one. Like, you know,
of course.
Yeah. I had one not long ago. When was it? Maybe a few years ago. Back in Australia, I was on a holiday
with my sister and her fiance and their kids. My sister's got four kids, and my niece. I took my nieces and nephews, who were all under 10, four of them under 10, took them to a big theme park. Little roller coaster rides and stuff like that. Yeah. And it wasn't until I got there that I was like, shit, I probably haven't been to a theme park since I was their age.
Yeah.
I was like, am I scared of roller coasters?
And the fear kicked in.
Maybe I am. That looks pretty fucking high to me. Maybe I am scared. I don't know if I am or not. So my 8-year-old niece was like, I want to go on that one. And I was like, okay, it's about to find out. Turns out, yeah, I am quite scared of roller coasters. but then after that, she was like, okay, now I want to go on this one. And like, I could not get staunched out by an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly.
So every single ride.
Fuck yeah.
She took me on like the Tower of Death.
Yeah.
Where it like, you know, it goes up 200 feet, sits there for 10 minutes, and you like just start to forget. And you go, well, actually, it is quite a nice view. Boom! The fucking. Oh my God.
I love it. That's dope.
Oh, that's so good,
that's
man.
That's good.
Well, you got to keep your stories coming in. You can tweet at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
When have you been shit scared but had to do something anyway? And we've got a few tweets coming in for our London citizenship test as well.
That's
so
right.
We'll need to get into those up next on Fubar. It's Tuesday Roundup.
Yeah.
Hugh and Alex Montagnani with you. Alex filling in for Doc Brown.
Woo!
Frequency clear.
Montagnani doing some very interesting dancing right now.
Oh, it's good to watch.
As Bomb the Bass beat this on FUBAR. So Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Alex Montagnani with you. Alex filling in for Doc Brown. And we've been having a bit of a laugh. We've been having some laughs about this London citizenship test that was was going pretty massive on Twitter the other night, where people were just posting up their own what they thought should be a question for the actual London citizenship test. So, you know, stuff like you've been waiting the longest for a bus to come in the cold. What do you do when it arrives? A. You've been waiting the longest for a bus to come in the cold. What do you do when it arrives? Right. You form an orderly queue. Or do you B, free for all, just fucking bum rush your team?
Oh, fuck yeah, bum rush.
Questions like that, you know what I mean? So we threw a grenade as well, and we've been wanting you to tell us, tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. What do you think should be included in the London citizenship test?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a few come
in. Right. So, from Pete, being able to walk from one location to another before a black cab can get there.
Yes. It's true though, man. It's true. Exactly. I mean, I found that on my bike, you know what I mean? Like, I'm dusting traffic, man.
Oh, easy.
Just like sailing.
Flying past them. Kicking off wing mirrors and causing havoc.
Nothing pisses people off more when they're in, like, you know, a cab or something like that, when they see some long-haired, scruffy dude on a girl's bike sailing past them like it ain't no motherfucking thing.
Ain't but a G-thing, baby. Oh, yeah. So, Steve, the true test of a Londoner is being able to roll a fag while holding a pint.
100%.
What a geezer.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, Steve.
Steve just got out on parole. My man. Yeah.
For Harry, being able to navigate the latest tube and night buses when you're off your face. Now, that's a good one, Harry.
That is a tough one,
that's
man.
That's a real, hey, that's proper.
100%. Because, like, you know, you get on City Map or whatever, and it's like, I can't even, especially when it's super late at night as well. Like, if you are, like, out of battery or low on battery.
Oh,
like,
you're fucked.
I'm done, man. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to sit out the front of McDonald's until I can find a tube at 6 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done. There's nothing I can do.
10 cheeseburgers later, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Kelly, true Londoners know exactly where to stand at a tube station platform, so the doors are right in front of you when the tube arrives.
That is a good. I try to do that with Bethnal Green.
Yeah.
I do it there, Liverpool Street, and then when I needed to go to King's Cross and stuff like that. Yeah. I always play that game with myself. Every single time I do the tube, I try to figure out
Where's
the doors going to stop? Well, different doors, and just try to guess. I don't know why. I just don't. I think I just have very short attention span. Anything amuses me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at this.
Hey! Holy shit!
Oh, God.
How'd you do that so fast? Do it again.
So crazy.
That was amazing. That's true, man. And we got one more here as well. What do you think should makes you a real Londoner to be included in the London citizenship test? Kelly said, to be a Londoner, you should be able to walk from one end of Oxford Street to the other and count the amount of tuts you expel. You tut a lot, don't you? Yeah. I can't stand that part of the city, man. It's just too busy, too much.
So busy.
Fucking horrible.
And because you're like 4'6", I guess that no one sees you and they kind of treat you like a child. So
yeah.
You know,
do you know how many times I've been like in Marks and Spencers and shit, and then someone comes up and goes, do you know where your parents are? Hey, fuck you, right?
Exactly.
Asshole.
Bastard.
Oh, no.
That's right, legalizing it. I'm giving you a chance to get it off your chest. What's got you a bit vexed this week? What do you want banned? You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Alex, is there anything you would like banned this week? Anything that's been getting on your nerves a little bit that you just want? This is the segment to do it.
What do I want banned?
Yeah.
There's many things I would want banned.
Ooh, God damn.
Oh, but I don't know. It's too many to think of, man. Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot here.
I did, I know. I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm sorry, buddy. Maybe you should ban people putting you on the spot.
Right, that's it. Done.
Done. Banned.
Banned. Done.
Gone.
100%. Out of there. All right. Oh, no. That'll get me in trouble. No, I'm not going to say that.
something came to mind, and then I put it back in there.
Yeah,
I put it back in there. Give me a second.
Okay. No. Of course. Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you. This is your chance to get, let us know what you want, Ben. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio. You can email hd@fubarradio.com. And it can be anything at all. We don't judge.
No.
It's literally your chance, and we will consider it officially banned.
Do you know what you need for this bit?
What?
Like one of those judges' wigs?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I could probably do that with my hair.
I think you could. Just leaving little curling tong things for the night.
I quite often use those.
Yeah, exactly.
A lady towel sometimes.
Exactly.
When I come out of the shower, I don't mind. I put the towel up my hair.
Exactly. There you go.
I don't mind.
And you can get tips from Alex Reed about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. There we go.
I like that.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I think that'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
What do you think about this one? Because I've had this quite a few times lately where, especially on the canals and stuff like that, where people walk up and they take up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that we need to, like, ban people walking side by side?
Yes.
Anywhere.
That is
anywhere.
So
even couples on romantic walks and shit. And I'm not just saying this because I'm single and angry. Yes. I'm not. All right? But even couples should walk in single file.
I think so.
100%.
I like that. Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah, I'm glad. So you can ban whatever you want. I'm banning people walking side by side. Anywhere.
There we go. Do it.
Anywhere at all.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think, I would know what I want to ban. It's not really banning, it's kind of legalizing, but at the same time, banning people, you know, getting angry at you for smoking weed on the streets. There you go. So people being angry.
Done.
At you.
Come done.
Thank you.
That's fair enough. I mean, I had that when I was waiting for a bus not long ago, a couple of, I don't know why, I pointed outside.
Right outside, but I think, the studio.
Yeah. You couldn't, for some reason when I said getting a bus, a couple of months ago, I started pointing outside to where buses live.
Yeah.
I think, Alex, they live outside the window.
They do. I can actually see them. Right
the buses. The yeah, buses. But there was a guy there. He was sitting there and he was just rolling this massive zoot at the thing. And there was a few people standing around. And there was, I don't know how old this lady was, maybe like, 50s or something like that. And she said, do you think that's appropriate? And he was like, looked at her like,
of course.
Fuck. And then he was like, oh, sorry. And she's like, thank you. And he just literally just stood outside of the don't smoke in the shelter bit. Yes. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Like, of course, I shouldn't smoke. Blow the smoke in your face. I'll just stand and smoke it here.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what a gent.
He's a true gent.
100%.
Commend him.
Legend. All right, get your tweets in for a legalizer, and you can ban anything you want. Coming up next on Fubar.
Big L, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
We've got it.
You can feel the realness in this business of rap.
Go ahead.
Fresh out the gate again, time to raise the stakes again. Fat my plate again. Y'all cats know we always play to win. GNG to the stars, son. Haters took the shit too far, son. So that's all for you. I'm wiping out your whole team. Ow, splatter your dreams with lyrics to shatter your schemes. The badder you seem, the more lies you tell, the more lies you sound. Now by surprise you fell into my death trap, right into my clutches. Stupid, you know the guard must bless every single mic he touches. I've suffered just so I could return harder. Wanna be the shit starter, fuck around, make you a martyr. I'll make you famous, turn around and make you nameless. Cause you never understood how vital to me this rap game is. Save it and hold that, you catch a hot one. Rhymes to chase a fake nigga down soon as I spot one.
Clip. If you wanna mess with this, gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good in this business of rap. Full clip. If you wanna mess with this, gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that.
So I suggest you take a rest. So if you stand in my way, I'ma have to spray. Learn that if you come against me, son, you're gonna have to pray. Since back in the day I held the weight and kept my head up. They wanna see the guard catch an L, it's all a setup. I give no man a thing power over me. Why these niggas so jealous and looking sour over me? I'm bolder, G. I'm like impossible to stop. I'm like that nigga in the ring with you, impossible to drop. I'm like two magazines fully loaded to your one. Plus I ain't gonna quit spitting. You're done. Plus, more than ever, I got my whole shit together. More than a decade of hits that'll live forever. Catch a rep of my name, you're bound to fry. Know how many niggas that I know that's down to die. We never fail, and we ain't never been frail. You niggas talk crime, but you scared of jail.
Full clip. If you wanna mess with this, gangstar, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good in this business of rap. Full clip. If you wanna mess with this, gangstar, one.
suggest you take a rest. Attacking like a slick Apache, lyrics are trigger happy, blowing back your wig piece just for the way you're looking at me. Cock back, blow, I hit you up right now. I don't know why so many of y'all wanna be thugs anyhow. Face the consequence of your childish nonsense. I can make your head explode just by my lyrical content. Get you in my scope and metaphorically snipe ya. I never liked ya. I gas that ass and then ignite ya. The flamethrower, make your peeps afraid to know ya. How many times I told ya, play your position, small soldier. My heart is colder, makes me wanna resort to violence. Stop beating me in the head, son. Nah, I'm not buying it. I'm ready to blast, ready to surpass and harass. I'm ready to flip, yeah, and ready to dip with all the cash. I hold my chrome steady with a tight grip. So watch your dome already, cause this one might hit.
Full clip. Do you wanna mess with this? Gangsta, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good. In this business, I rap. Full clip. Do you wanna mess with this? The gangsta, the best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good. So I suggest you take a rest. Full clip.
Gangstar, full clip, rest in peace, Guru Fubar.
Yeah.
It's the Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Alex Montagnani. Will you, Alex, filling in for Doc Brown?
That's right.
Hey, so your young fella Leo, he's 4, yeah?
Yeah.
He's 4. He must have, when you're that age especially, you have like maybe some like objects or random things that become your friends.
Yeah, they do. He has a little Hulk toy that it kind of scares me sometimes, you know. I just hear in the corner of the room, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck? And then you walk in and he's there talking to this toy, and man, sometimes he has to bring it into the bath with him, into bed with him. He just can't let go of it.
Oh, bless.
When he goes to nursery, he wants to bring his Hulk toy, man. It's kind of freaky.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Is it nice?
Well,
a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, a little bit.
Why not?
Yeah.
I used to have this is weird. One of my old flatmates from years ago, she used to be really, really friends. She bought a poncho when she was in Mexico on holidays years ago. And she decided, what did she call it? She called it something really weird, like Claude or something like that. But it became her friend. And like, she would take Claude out. Even sometimes she would take Claude out and like not even wear Claude.
Yeah.
She would just take Claude.
For dinner.
Yeah, she would like, you know, this is, like, I don't know what was wrong. Like, everyone was really concerned about her for a while. And she's like, no, it was such a great holiday. I just really loved it. And Claude's my friend now.
Yeah.
We're like, he is a poncho, you know. So like, sometimes she'd, yeah, I think it might have even got to the point where she felt a bit weird wearing Claude.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh.
Don't want to use him.
Right?
No, abuse him.
It's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird.
There's some strange people out there.
Seriously strange, man.
Here's a pretty strange one for you.
Yeah.
So, there's this dude, right? You know, this is a story I was reading in Metro today. This guy. So, basically, what happened was somebody dumped a trolley in his front yard, okay? So, he, this guy, Andrew Mitchell, he wasn't too fussed about it, apparently, but he just tried to track down the original owner of where the trolley had come. Officeworks. It had come from Officeworks, right? So he basically got in touch with the office supplies company, Officeworks, and to say to them, hey, just letting you know, someone's dumped a trolley in my front yard, which is pretty nice of him.
Yeah.
I'd probably just kick it down the street and not think twice about it.
Same here.
Right. So, but apparently Officeworks, after several messages, they hadn't come to pick up the trolley, right? So this guy, Andrew, he started feeling a bit like, oh, poor trolley.
Oh.
I feel bad for it. This trolley's probably a little bit unwanted. Right? So, Andrew decided to give the trolley a name and became really, really good friends with it. He called it Trevor. Right? And
what a lovely bloke.
I know this sounds very strange. Guess what? Because it is. It's really, really strange. But he developed this very, very strong friendship with this trolley called Trevor, and they started doing everything together.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking super weird, man. Super, super weird. Now that's pretty next level.
That's serious next level. That's real creepy, man.
Because imagine if I just pictured he was like on his Tinder profile or something. It's like him and Trevor, and then my old flatmate Haley, her with Claude.
Exactly. Yeah.
When to become one.
That'd be a match made in heaven, actually.
Oh,
it's
man.
Perfect.
Have you got anything now that's like, you know, something like an object or something you're friends with?
Yeah, my car.
Of course. Yeah. You got a nice whip though. You got the Audi, don't you?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. She her name's a bit explicit. Well, you know, I had to call her a bitch. Because she likes it like that. She likes a day.
Does she?
So, yeah, man, I slide in her every day and slide out of her.
Oh, God.
And I told her, man, listen, when I make her scream before I change its gear, man.
Dude.
She loves it.
I'm never getting in your car again.
Oh yeah, no, there's dirt everywhere. Oh, sticky substances everywhere.
I'm never getting in your car again. You're a creepy man, and I love you for it. I love you very much. We've got some tweets coming in for Illegalizer now. What do you want banned? We'll ban anything you want.
Anything.
Anything that's got you a bit vexed this week. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email social at, HD at FUBARradio.com.
Exactly. So, Gareth.
Gareth, what do you want banned, Gareth?
We need to ban flowers. I have chronic hay fever and can never enjoy the fucking summer.
Banned. Sorry, Gareth. Absolutely. So I think I've been experiencing hay fever for the first time in my life because I just woke up with really, really gunky eyes.
Yeah.
That's hay fever, right? Or have I just got gunk eye?
Yeah. So did you kind of like rub shit in your eye or something?
I did, actually. Because
it might be like stink eye or something.
I could be like pink eye.
Yeah, but stink eye.
Yeah. Could very much be.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, itchy bottom.
Itchy bottom, itchy eye.
Itchy eye.
Oliver. Right.
What do you want banned, bro?
Can we put a ban on waiters who hear you to hurry up and leave the restaurants when you're just chilling at the end of a meal? Do you know what? I like that. Ban it.
It's true, though.
It is.
You get that. I used to get that. I used to love going to a lot of Chinese restaurants. I was like a big dumpling guy.
Oh, yeah?
I used to love dumplings.
No, you like the dumplings.
And literally, just the last mouthful, you put in, they stand right there and they just stare at you. The waiter will stare at you. Done. You're done. Go. Bounce. Man. Come on, man, can I just put my chopstick down?
Exactly, come on.
It's true, man.
It's true.
You can't really, like, if you go into a cafe and just get a coffee and sit there for 2 hours, you get shade.
Oh, hell yeah.
You get free shade.
They throw that shade at you, man. You feel it burning your neck.
100%. Done. Main waiters.
Right. Harry, let's ban people who think they are street, but really not.
Oh, shit, that's me.
Oh, shit. Hugh, again, you're getting banned. Oh, shit.
Yeah, do you know many people like that, apart from me?
No, I actually don't.
No?
No, but you are pretty good at that.
Yeah, thanks,
you are,
G.
You're pretty good at that, man, you know what I'm saying?
You bookie road man. Thanks, G.
Bookie road man. Right, there's one from Aisha Melissa. Ban passenger seat drivers and the passengers who mess with your music whilst driving.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
Yeah, I do that. That's like one of my real pet hates when I come out. I don't have a car now, but before I moved here, I've always had a car since I turned 18. Like, people, like passenger drivers is like the worst
thing,
man.
It's terrible.
I used to live with a guy. He was a passenger cook in the kitchen. Yeah. He was a backseat cook.
Backseat.
So no matter what you're cooking, it could be anything. You could be making a cup of tea and toast. He'll be standing over your shoulder and go, oh, you're not buttering that right, man. You need to...
Just to the edges, Hugh. To the fucking edges,
murderous.
Man.
Murderous. It makes you murderous. Oh. Nothing worse, man.
Nothing worse.
Fuck's wrong with people? Just... What? Ban. Sit. Done. Ban.
Done, man.
All right, keep him in. We haven't got long to go now, so I'll get your tweets in. And we'll let you know as well how our London citizenship test poll is doing coming up next. You can jump on our Twitter page and vote in that as well. What makes you more London? Knowing where to get drugs, yelling at tourists.
Oh, hell yeah.
Riding bikes aggressively.
Yes.
Or getting a kebab late at night. This is Young Sierra on FUBAR.
I read a classic, see it still in my mind. It says if I work for you, I'd be virtuous sometime. You work me black and blue, my life no longer mine. So I said fuck you too, bitch, I be going overtime. It's overtime. It's overtime. And now I'm running late, can we still do tomorrow? You could be anywhere, that's okay baby, I can borrow. See I'm in a tight fix, don't even mind. It's going okay, baby. It's okay. We're overtime. It's overtime.
expensive way. It's because of matters and you can't afford to get in our way. There is no black and white, there's only love and hate. And this great town won't get me down. It's money making money, man.
Shouts to the lads, Young Sierra there, Overtime on FUBAR. So Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Alex Montagnani with ya. MMA fighter, actor, good all-round good guy, Alex Montagnani, filling in for Doc Brown. Have you been having a good time?
Amazing time.
I can hear some music in the background. What is that? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Hear something going on. It's weird. You have been having a good time?
Yeah, good time.
Yeah?
Really enjoying it. You know, it's so cool being on here and relaxing. It's just like... And we chill out, have a few beers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, bless.
Oh, you know?
Yeah. Because we are mates, we've known each other for a while.
For a long time now. It feels like longer. I think maybe because I'm getting older, my brain's a bit slower, so everything's dragged out.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
100%. 100%. Hey, just curious though, since we are mates, I did have a question for you I wanted to ask you. We were just doing that, and you still can tweet in for whatever you want banned this week for a legalise it. Tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. We'll ban anything you want. Get it off your chest, whatever's got you vexed. We did just have a tweet come in from someone called Aisha Melissa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who said that she wants passenger backseat drivers banned and also people that mess with your music while you're driving. Should we maybe explain? Because I noticed that I didn't realise when you said Aisha Melissa, it kind of threw me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I just had a look on the Twitter that I realised who it was.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was your girlfriend getting up you, wasn't it, mate?
That's right. You know what?
What have you been doing?
You know what?
You've been pissing her off, haven't you?
There's a little time. Even today, we were driving to the station. She's dropping me off. Balham. No, actually, we chose to and back today. Mm-hmm. You know, different stations, different days. And we're trying to talk, and the music is so loud, all I can hear is... when she's trying to talk to me. So, yeah, I had to turn it down.
Mm.
And I felt that shade being thrown on my hand. I felt it burned.
Amazing.
It hurt. But you know, you have to do that sometimes, Hugh. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying? When you're in the car and they're blazing out their music, you need to turn it down if you're trying to talk.
Mm.
Do you know? Or am I just talking?
No, I do know. 100%. I understand.
And sometimes, you know, you need some a bit of fog life in your life, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you need silence.
Oh, look at this. We're airing out your relationship problems.
I know. Fuck.
This is good.
Oh, God,
this is good, though.
Oh, hold on. She's texting me. Oh, shit.
Are you a passenger? Are you a backseat driver, though? Do you like, direction here, do that?
No, you know what? I like to take control. Why do you think my car is called bitch?
I don't know.
I'm back controller.
Really?
Yeah, I control everything. Yeah.
Oh, God. We're going too deep.
We're going way too deep. But you, I have to take control. It was her car, but I was driving, basically. Yeah. And imagine me in a mini.
No.
How that looks? No.
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 No. The person behind me, there's no space.
my mum's ex-husband, he was a big man. He was like, he was quite fat, quite overweight, and he was maybe, I don't know, 6'3 or something, 6'2 or something like that.
Yeah.
But he was a big dude. Like, he had a big beer gut, and he was a big, you know. So I'm sure he's not listening. This was a long time ago. But he wouldn't be like, he'd be like the, you know, typical, what you would picture in your mind of like a typical fat Aussie man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There's sausage. right? Except he used to drive a little smart car. It was so funny, man. Seeing this thing, I was just like, fuck, he just looked like a can of sardines. He really did. Like,
squats up against the window.
Yeah, man. I don't know how this dude got in and out of this thing.
But you know what? Them smart cars, I give them hats off to them. Because they do see pretty big fellas.
Yeah.
I used to have a smart car.
Did you?
I really did. Mm. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Never seats.
Yeah.
Like two. Only
Why
two
did
seats.
You have a smart... How did you even get one?
Let's not go into that. Business.
Really?
Yeah, if right now you need to play the Mafia theme tune. Oh.
Yeah, get that. Damn.
Oh, God. Damn it. Man.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. I saw talking about people doing strange things in cars. I was reading an article on Vice UK today about a dude. One of the dudes, he for some absolutely no idea why, but he decided, he's like, shit, you know, back in like medieval times, people used to wear suits of armor and they would jump up on a horse and they'd swing a big, you know, sword big around sword. A battlefield or the shit. I wonder how that would go down now.
In a car.
In day-to-day life.
Oh.
So he did. He wore a suit of armour for the day.
It. Yeah.
Fucking looks hard work, man. Driving a car with a suit of armour.
I think we should do that. We should turn that into a fucking series.
Really?
Yeah.
Just completely.
Callers or some shit like that.
Steal his idea.
Yeah.
What is it? Jousting.
Yeah, that's it. Car jousting.
Is that a thing?
No.
Is that a thing?
That's our idea now. We took it.
It should be.
Let's copyright it. Let's
hey, so Trench, because we don't have much longer left of the show now, so I do want to do some pluggy stuff for you. Let's talk about Trench a bit more, and also about the film. Sorry, I wasn't completely having a blank there. What was the name of the film? Devil You Know. That's the one. So when is that out, and what's going on? Tell us a bit more detail about
full,
that film.
Full lowdown on that. So. It's almost finished, post-production.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do basically is colour grade it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, it's ready. But what we're doing, we're aiming for Cannes early next year. And so then once that's gone through that, if it's sold or whatever it is, it doesn't matter because then we're going to release it. You'll probably, you know, all you guys go online and do some dodgy sites. You'll probably find it on there for free. Just watch it, enjoy it. You know, plug my name when you watch it.
Mm.
And then hopefully you'll see me in something real huge after that.
Mm.
And with Trench, is the online series that, again, we're just here to give you some comedy sketches from me, yours truly.
Yep.
AKA my alter ego Trench. He's kind of scary, but you'll enjoy it at the same time. And there's also another short film coming out that we've done. Is called Who Is A? It's a bit artsy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Hugh, you'll enjoy that.
I love artsy
exactly,
stuff.
You know?
I do love artsy stuff.
You know, so
I went to a gallery recently.
Oh, that's it?
Free wine. Yeah. Thursday night in Shoreditch once a month. It's gallery night, exhibition night, it's free wine.
I want to join you next time.
You just keep mooching around.
That's it.
It's just get a lot whining. Of people do it.
I love it.
That's why the exhibitions are so busy.
I think that's why.
Quite often, because it's just like people are like, oh, it's exhibition night, Thursday, Shoreditch once a month. Yep.
Done.
Bang.
Done.
Do the rounds.
And cheap date.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, hell yeah.
100%.
And you can lie to us. It's a ticket event.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll buy the first round of free drinks.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
you can transfer the money in my account later.
Yeah.
Win-win, baby.
Hey, so how do you go acting and being a fighter? Like, have you ever gotten the confusion, been in the ring and ding, ding, ding? Juliet.
I have.
Juliet. Ah, shit. Yeah. Punch in the face. And anything like
I
that?
I have. But, I kind of got...
Well, they yell action and you put someone in a headlock?
Literally, yeah. That's what happened. I almost killed a couple of actors on the last shoot.
Oh, damn.
It was kind of... Yeah, it was a hard time for them.
Yeah.
Hard time for me to get my head around it when I kind of came to that it was in the fight.
Yeah.
You know, and there was blood all over the set. Oh, and it was just messy. And explaining to the police what happened...
Yep.
That was very tricky.
Yeah.
But no, it's okay. It's alright. We're getting past that.
Okay.
I see a psychiatrist now and then. And,
yeah.
You know, we take it from there. I love it. It's all good.
Right. Amazing. Amazing. Devil, you know, keep an eye out for it. Got to go to a song quickly now. And when we come up, Alex, I've been saving this right to the end of the show. But I need to confess something that I've done.
Oh, no.
That you may be very angry.
Yeah.
Or you may be very relieved.
Okay.
But I've needed to confess this to you for a while.
Oh,
I've
shit.
Been waiting for the right time, really. And then when I found out we were doing the show together today... I was like, I'm just going to do it on air.
Oh.
In case you are really, really angry,
yeah.
Then I hopefully have more chance of you not going to nuts at me. There's cameras filming and stuff like that.
It'll just add to the action.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll confess it to you up next, right after the Ramones. Fubar, it's a Tuesday Roundup. Fubar, it's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Alex Montagnani, MMA fighter, actor, filling in for Doc Brown today. Much appreciated. And so, Alex, we don't have long left of the show now. We do need to just finish up our poll for what should be included in the London citizenship test.
Yep.
The questions that were thrown out were: do you eat late night kebabs?
Yep.
Can you score drugs?
Yep.
Do you yell at tourists?
Yep.
Or do you ride a bike aggressively?
Mm-hmm.
The poll in, and the winner
is can score drugs.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
you don't disappoint me, London. I love it. I love it.
There you go. All right, quickly, just to wrap up, I do need to confess something that I actually was doing behind the scenes that I thought you might like, and then I realised maybe you might hate.
Oh,
but you know, our Michael McIntyre show has recently come back on.
Oh, yeah.
I just randomly met a producer of that show, and they just said to me, oh, yeah, we're thinking about doing it, bringing it down. We want to do this segment where we get someone that's like a fighter or something like that, that also wants to be a singer or a rapper, and we're going to get them to come. We'll hire them for like a high profile security job, and then get them to come, and then we'll pretend there's an emergency on stage.
I see where this is going,
and then we'll get them to do a duet with someone really famous, like Tiny Temper or something like that.
Yeah,
I put your name forward.
Oh, you motherfucker.
And then I went behind your back with all your family, because they really really wanted you to do it.
Yeah,
they thought you were perfect
yeah.
for it. And then it was right down to the crunch of it, they decided to not do the segment anymore. But basically you were the person that was going to be would you be angry or
oh, you slam motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know, a bit of both, I guess.
Alright.
I forgive you. I forgive you.
Alright.
Especially after the back grub earlier. Yeah, you know.
Alright, we gotta go. We're out of here. Alex Montagnani, thank you so much for filling in for Doc Brown, mate. Absolutely stellar job.
Thank you.
I'll catch you on Friday with Michael Payne for the Friday Social 1-4. Stick around, Hardest Dean Needle gonna take up next. Have an amazing afternoon.
Later.
Hanging out on Second Avenue, eating Second Avenue.